This morning is not one of those mornings that, you know, we are really up and about and making all of the good vibration that we normally be. This is more or less a solemn morning all over the world, not only just here on CRS Radio, but of concern all over the world. Yes, this is what we're talking about. We are a people, we're used to surviving, right? The one and only Mr. Bob Andley just telling us, you don't know. We don't know at all from one moment to the other what is going to be happening. We're not sure who we're supposed to be listening to. It is a bit confusing for the average person. I guess it's a bit confusing what's going on around us. We're trying to sort it out here at CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show. And we're bringing in some learned guests in order to help us navigate this maze. This morning, we're going to be bringing the great doctor all the way out of California, Dr. Garcia. And he's going to be telling us a little bit of what we can expect, getting to a little bit about nutrition as well as how we can mitigate some of these problems that are possible coming down the pipeline. I want to be a little bit optimistic here. So give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. We're going to open up the line along the way. So you can, if you have a question, please call in. We're going to open up the phone line and welcome in Dr. Garcia out in California. I know it's early in the morning out there. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Yes, very good morning. I'm well. I'm feeling good. I want to thank you for inviting me on your show. I want to greet all the people out there that are listening. I appreciate your upbeat tone. I hope all the listeners will, you know, be infected by that positivity. Yes, there are a lot of things that, you know, we should consider in this time of crisis. And, you know, there's so much information, like you say. There's so much fear. There's so much, many ideas of what to do and how to do it. And, you know, I would just like to give you my perspective, if I may. And, you know, if you want to do this, and, you know, you want to ask me questions, or you just want to start with my perspective, then just by all means, let me know how you want to do this.
Certainly, we want to. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about what you're seeing and feeling around California itself, and what are the concerns you have in particular, and those of your patients and family, the concerns that they're having now.
Personally, our concerns for my family is that we are taking every precaution. I will tell you what those are in a minute. We're healthy. My wife did come down with a little cold. It's contained. She's okay. It's not progressing. Runny nose. We don't know if it's just a seasonal thing, if it's the virus or what have you. Professionally, I've spoken to some of my friends. Now, understand that I'm a doctor of chiropractic. Chiropractic has a different philosophy from the medical field, and I'll also get into that in just a minute. But I will tell you that most chiropractors that I've spoken to are working. Most chiropractors that I know are proactive in their health. They are considered essential services. However, a lot of the patients are not coming in. People are afraid to mix. People are afraid to go out. Yes, it's probably pretty much like most of the country. It's quiet out there. We're not on lockdown so much as we're allowed to move about freely. But it's there's been restrictions in the beaches. There's been restrictions on the trails. There's a California, at least where I live, is a very active outdoor region, and so people go outside. And but when they tend to congregate, then that's not okay. And so the authorities are seeing that, for instance, a trailhead of popular trails here are being closed down. And so, but they allow us to exercise, so we have to figure out how we need to do this. Now, medicine
why is chiropractic medicine an essential service?
Because we are deemed as primary care providers, whereas so you don't need a referral to come and see doctors of chiropractic. Doctors of chiropractic look and see a patient as in their entirety. It's a holistic approach. We take into account the physical, the chemical, and the emotional. When you understand that it focuses on the spine, but the spine is much more than just muscles and back pain. The body knows how to work automatically, knows how to heal itself automatically. That's why usually we get better without any care or interventions through medical care or other therapies. When your body is strong and you have a strong immune system, you're able to take whatever comes, even injuries. But what happens is because our body's in a constant state of change and repair, it can only do that if it's following a very exact program, and this program's controlled by the nervous system. Everybody knows the nervous system makes everything work in the body. These are neurological impulses, mental impulses, cerebral and emotional impulses from the brain. They're biochemical, they're bioelectrical, but the brain comes down, becomes the spinal cord. The spinal cord goes down the spinal column. Basic anatomy, and then spinal nerves come out of the spine, and where they go, Ev? They go to every tissue, every organ, and every cell is controlled by neurological impulses. So when you have maladaptation in posture or movement, then you're not going to have full integration from brain to body and back again. Understand, these nerves go to all the organs.
Wow.
So when they're working properly, then of course you're gonna have. It's like you're firing on all eight cylinders, you know, in mechanical terms, you know. And so you want to have that. People don't understand that they're losing function when they have poor integration between their brain and their body through poor posture, through lack of exercise, lack of stretching, poor diet, emotional. Stressors that you let them run away. So people get sick when you're one of the stressors are out of control and you're not managing them properly. Physical stressors, chemical stressors, and emotional stressors. And so there's a giant emotional component to what's going on right now. So I would tell everybody, okay, how are you going to manage your emotional stressors? And there's a lot of ways to do it. One is breathing. The other one is exercise. But another thing I think is very important, that works for me, is when you have doubt, when you have insecurity, when you feel you're out of control, then you switch on your motor to do everything in your power to combat whatever you're working on. Right now it's health. So we want to do everything in our power to fortify our bodies, to nurture our bodies, to align our body. And that way it takes away the anxiety, because good Lord, I've done everything I can, now it's in your hands. Where's our faith? Where's you know, people usually want to take the road of least resistance, and that means that we're comfortable, we're complacent, whereas we really should be doing everything we can in our power. And what is that? It's exercising, it's sleep, it's drinking water, it's eating well, it's stretching, it's deep breathing, and it's getting sunshine, that among other things. Don't you agree, Ev?
Oh, absolutely. Talk a little bit about sunshine. Since we are all, I don't want to use much of the word quarantine in our quarters, those of us who don't have a backyard or in the open, you know, countryside, or quarantine almost in an apartment building, how do we get that sunshine, and what part of that sunshine is most effective? And I'm going to say, especially to melanated skin people, how important is that?
It's always important. So listen, basically, there would be no life on this earth if the sun was not shining. One, the sunshine gets into our food as it grows, and that there is a concept of biophotons that get into our food, and then when we consume it, our body is able to utilize the biophotons. And so we need sunshine. You can't live in darkness forever. So do the best you can and find a window if you're in an apartment, or get on the balcony and understand when don't bake yourself or don't burn yourself. But yeah, I mean, at least. And you need that sunshine to go into your eyes too, because that it helps nourish your body through the biophotons. A lot of people are using sunglasses, and so you want to have that sun in your eyes. It helps your body, that at the DNA level, there's light in there. There's light in neurotransmission, the electro. In my opinion, this is the electricity. When it sparks, and a lot of times there's a light component that's how they're able to use fiber optics. These are light cables, and there's information in the light. So you want to have as much direct sunlight. Now, if you can't get the sunlight, then because there's also a component for vitamin D, and vitamin D is very essential for your immune system, and it helps to convert the cholesterol, or the essential fatty acids in our diet to cholesterol, that is very important for our functioning. There's a big talk about high fat diets, and you want to eliminate fats. Well, it's turning out that eliminating fat is not so good, because fat is such an essential part of our body, but it has to be quality fats. Essential fats, monosaturated fats, instead of the fats you find that are trans fats in cookies and vegetable oil and frying. These are not the ones. We're talking about fats in avocado, fats in, DHA is one. So that brings me to the point of supplementation. If you cannot get sunshine on your body and your eyes, then you supplement. You take vitamin D supplementation, and that's a good way to do it as well.
Well, I know we're talking, most people are looking at hoarding food, or, getting enough in the storage. Tell us a little bit about what kind of food we should store, because I am a vegetarian, and there's no other time I can go into the supermarket like now and see the best of vegetables. The vegetable area of the supermarket is jam-packed. We are not at the stage that we are not, many of us are still able to get into the supermarket and get food. We are not at that rationing stage yet. Why is it that we have so much vegetable untouched in the supermarket, especially what you're saying? We're talking about nutrition and how to use nutrition to help us prepare for whatever that is coming down the pipe. Why are people not having vegetable? Is it because they're told to just pack up on food, canned goods and stuff like that? Tell us why it is so important that we eat those vegetables at this stage to prepare us.
Yeah, that speaks to our general diet unfortunately, in this great country, the United States, there is a lot of sickness. We're one of the richest country in the world, yet we're one of the sickest. We spend so much money on medication, yet we're the sickest, one of the sickest countries in the world. And so that has a lot to do with how medicine is culturally is perceived in the United States. A lot of people believe that they don't have to really concentrate on what they have to about their health until they get sick. And this is a medical model. Instead of having a wellness or a promote health in your daily lifestyle, you just go on without any concern and you do whatever. And then when you get sick, then you ask the medical practitioner, modern conventional medicine, for relief or for care. And the care is usually drugs and surgery. And so that is really not letting your body heal itself in a natural manner. And so, unfortunately, our brilliant people that are good people getting into medicine for the good reasons, medicine's been shanghaied and been kidnapped by economic interests starting back in 1910 with Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan. They wanted it to be a petrochemical proposition, pharmaceuticals, training supporting the medical schools. And so when people come out the medical school, their only type of treatment is through medicine and surgery. They're missing out on a whole other world of therapies that have now. Medicine is only a little bit over 100 years old, but think about the natural therapies that are thousands and they're ancient. They're many years old, and so the philosophy of chiropractic is that we have innate intelligence inside us, with this intelligence and these neurological impulses, with the biophotons that we have. This is intelligence when the ovum hits the egg and it automatically gives the miracle of life, automatically. Nobody has to go to school and learn it. But the baby, the fetus, embryo fetus goes, and then you have a baby. And then here we are as humans. The baby grows all automatically. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to do it because it works automatically. Now, we understand as chiropractors we have this innate intelligence, and that it will become blocked if you have if these factors of the physical, chemical, and emotional are not in order, are not aligned. So when we talk about diet, that is our chemical component of our health. And initially, our diet was, as hunter-gatherers, we may kill an animal or we'd be eating leaves, berries, roots, and so that is what they basically call the Paleolithic type of diet. There's a lot of talk about ketogenic. Ketogenic now is that the idea that you should use fat as your fuel source versus sugar, glucose. And so when you use that, you have a better a chance to Oh, well, you have more energy, actually, for so you're more efficiently burning calories, and when you have more energy, the body's able to heal and regenerate. So people in general, unless you're people like you or people like me that we're acutely aware that the diet is so keenly associated to our biological makeup and our health. So when people go into, and plus you can't store fresh vegetables and fruits for very long.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Goodness, we live in California where it's a high agricultural area, and there is fruits and vegetables. Yes, less now because everybody's going in and getting them. But if you're talking about long-term storage, if there's a super crisis, then, you know, rice and beans, it's not fresh vegetables. But yes, it's vegetarian. They're grains and legumes, and you'll find you'll have all the proper essential proteins, amino acids in these to sustain you. In a pinch, go ahead and use the canned vegetables and canned fruit. It's not ideal, but it's better than not having them. You could nuts and dried fruit are good to store as well. So, you know, nuts, walnuts, you know, all the nuts, almonds, sunflower seeds, another one is pumpkin seeds, etc. They'll store for a long time. Also, you know, if people know how to do sprouts, you can sprout, and sprouts are very healthy. So if you have grains and you sprout them, and it's very easy, put them in water and just let them go, and you could eat those. So you're not going to have the best tasting food if in an emergency. And also algae. You know, people, algae is one of my – by the way, you can store, like, powdered greens for a long time. Have some of that on hand, and, you know, and – but hopefully it doesn't get to that. This is like a nightmare scenario. However, everybody should prepare anyways. Prepare with your water. And so, you know, these are things you can do.
Well, I think that a lot of us are hearing. Let's kind of shift gear a little bit. I'm getting some question, and if I seem like unattentive a little bit, guys, I'm trying to read some questions here coming from Facebook and all our other chat room as well. And I'm going to shift into the question as I get them, and then we can come back to some of your detail information. Masking. This is something that is being talked about. How important is masking? And this is that useful? And how does that work?
Yes, it's useful. You know, I've changed my opinion on this a little bit. I will say that because we strive to have and do the most we can in my household, and I teach my patients that they should, all my patients get a detox diet and home exercise. We talk about deep breathing and emotional balancing so we're not stressed out. That's a huge factor, by the way, being stressed out. So, but I was of the opinion that these viruses, listen, viruses and bacteria are they're everywhere anyways, okay? And so now we're talking about the germ theory. The germ theory puts forth that, okay, we get sick, the germ jumps on us, period. Versus, well, no, because germs are everywhere. Now, if we're in the same environment, let's say a classroom or a workspace, one person gets sick while the other one does not, why is that? And that has to do with the person's strength, if their immune system, the what they call the biological terrain, their interstitial fluids, if there's debris or toxins in there. And I want to talk more about that here in a minute. And so if you're healthy and your immune system is robust, you may have the virus and not know it. They're talking about people with COVID not even knowing it. And so whether mm-hmm. the tests are, unless you test everybody and if the tests are accurate. So we don't know if we have it or not. Now, listening to one of the a doctor out of Korea is talking about, and everybody in Asian culture will mask. They have a lot of, in, let's say China, there's a lot of pollution there. They're masking before this big giant epidemic or pandemic. And so and they understand that with all the pollution, if they're taking that pollution in, these toxins are going to make you sick. Now, why do people get sick? Two major reasons: it's either deficiency or it's toxicity. You know, there may be other reasons too, but these are very general reasons why people get sick. You're deficient in either vitamins or nutrients or light or sleep or water, and or you're toxic from again your food or the environment. There's a lot of toxins in the environment. Masking will prevent droplets. It may not prevent the size of a micron or a fraction of a micron of a virus, which is, you know, genetic material, the proteins that may get through. But if a droplet is impeded from somebody else's sneezing or coughing or talking by your mask, then you're going to be blocking any kind of droplet to go into your mouth or your nose. I had a lady come in yesterday. She had gloves, mask, and dark glasses on. And she wasn't taking any, because they can go through your mucosa. Your mucosa is your eyelid, underneath your eyelid, your nose, and your mouth. And so I said, well, what if I'm – and I was speaking to one of my chiropractor friends, and he basically straightened me out. And he said, look, what if you have it and I give it to my – even though I'm not sick, but I give it to one of my patients. My patients get sick, and God forbid they die. I started masking. And so it's to protect yourself, and it's also to protect others. And I think we should do it at least, when we're out in public around people and during this pandemic. If you do not have the N95 mask, and there's a lot of things, there's videos showing you how to do it, how to make home ones. You could use a thick cloth. I'm actually using the tightly wove napkin, dinner napkin. And it's very comfortable, and it works for me. I try using a cloth handkerchief. I was getting something, I didn't like it. So, yes, please mask.
As a practitioner, I am sure you're watching glued to your television as well, trying to keep up with the many news. I am finding it difficult that the majority of us and my friends, they are confused of the messages that are coming out. We have doctors, we have politicians, we have scientists, and we are hearing conflicting instructions from them. And probably this is an unfair question. Who should we, because when we're thinking, especially in a pandemic like this, a little news, we had people taking, we heard the president talk about hydrochloroquine, and we had persons taking that and kill themselves.
I saw that. I will mention this, as I don't watch television. Actually got rid of it in my home. I do see the news through online, and I'm always looking at most of the stuff I look at, or not all of it, but most of it is health related, because there's so much information out there. I have to stay on top of that. If I'm a practitioner and I'm in the field, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I have to, and in fact, I even worked in medical clinics for many years, and so I know pretty much what they have to offer. I also know what chiropractic has to offer as well. And basically, it's not just chiropractic, it's your own body, how your own, and everybody out there listening, how your body works. And your body can fight off this stuff. Now, the people were taking and killing themselves with this hydrochloroquine, we're taking the wrong type. And so hydroxychloroquine is prescribed by a medical doctor. There's also one with azithromycin and also zinc. So let's talk about, now that we're talking about remedies, let's talk about some of the stuff we can do at home without a prescription. So obviously it's washing your hands and disinfect your house. One, you know, continue to do that and stay on top of that. You go outside, you come in, you wash. Some people are taking their clothes off and taking their shoes off even before coming into the house. You can do that if you want. But if you, again, if you have a strong immune, not everybody's going to get sick, right, Ev? And even if you get sick,
not
everybody's going to die. And so who are the people who are dying? And it's like any type of sickness. It's the old and the weak. And the very old, the very young, and the weak. People that have other types of health issues that are on a ton of medication, and these medications are basically petrochemical drugs, and they actually decrease your resistance. Look at all the side effects on every drug there is. So there is actually a lot of things we could do. A, we want to hydrate with purified water. I don't take any water that's in a plastic if I don't have to. Plastic is also petrochemical, and we don't want that. Some people are more resistant to it. Some people are less, and so I try my best. I take my water in a glass bottle, and that's how I do it. So you want to hydrate. I tell everybody 2 liters of water every day. I tell people for detox diet, it's 60% vegetables, 20% and raw is better, 20% fruit, and only 10% whole grain carbs, and only 10% animal protein. I got that from, I believe it was Jensen, Dr. Jensen. He was a chiropractor, but he's also a naturopath. There are, when you eat, you want to eat the rainbow, not only one greens. You want to have the blue and the red and the orange vegetables, yams, chili pepper, bell pepper, carrots, you know, et cetera. So you want to have those, and you want, you know, if you can, it's organic. Glyphosate is a problem with the preservatives. It makes your gut gives problems with your gut. But, and there's also herbs, so oregano. And you know what? I use a multivitamin that actually has antiviral mushroom in it. I have a green supplement. It's a powder, and it has many different types of vegetables in there. And I put it in my water. I take that. I take extra vitamin C. I take lemon water in the morning. But we also have essential oils in the house, and we have oregano oil. We have eucalyptus oil. Eucalyptus oil. Now these are antiviral. Rosemary oil, a clove oil. We have all of those here, but you want to mix them with a carrier oil. You mix them in either olive oil. I'm using coconut oil, and I'll put a drop. Be careful with the oregano; it burns. But I'll take, let's say, a fingernail worth of coconut oil, and I'll put a drop of oregano oil, eucalyptus oil. I have peppermint oil as well. I actually brush my teeth with peppermint and baking soda. These are going to keep the viruses away. So you put a drop on some coconut oil, and swish it out, and you put it in your mouth and around your and you leave it in there, and then maybe a little bit in your nose area, and you know, and and know that you're doing something, so you don't have to freak out every time. Oh my gosh, am I going to get it? This is part of that scary thing. If you do everything you know possibly, then you're covered, and you don't have to be worried about everything. So antiviral herbs: oregano, sage, echinacea, basil, ginger, fennel, garlic. Everybody knows about garlic. Don't forget to eat your garlic. Lemon balm, peppermint, we already talked about. Rosemary,
what about
we talked
lemongrass?
About.
Lemongrass.
Lemongrass, yeah, I think they make lemon balm out of that. Not sure. Licorice, astragalus, ginger, ginseng, dandelion.
Oh, I'm reaping dandelion like crazy. every morning I have my dandelion. I have a dandelion water vigil for me. First thing in the morning, I just get out and, you know, like you go into the farm to reap. I just reap a whole, maybe about 2 pounds of petals.
That's a good thing. Yeah. And you want to earth. Earthing is great. You want to touch the ground. Put your feet on the ground the best you can.
Talk about that a little bit, because just give me a little bit of. I'm so glad you brought that up. Talk a little bit about that for me, please.
Well, I saw. We all know we're in a high technology age. We can't even. When I went to college, you didn't have to have a computer. Back then, you can't even go to. Now they're giving laptops to these children in elementary school. Wi-Fi, microwave, cellular. These are all electromagnetic field that are modern, and they're not natural. And it's bombarding our organism. And as organisms, we are bioelectric. And so we have a bioelectric field about us in our tissues. We have frequencies, every organ resonates at a different frequency. And there was actually Dr. Royal Rife that would use a machine that would counter frequency, some of the diseases, and he was healing people with a machine with frequencies. Now, if we're bombarded with Wi-Fi and microwave and radio frequency and electromagnetic field pollution, then it's going to have problems with the signaling in our cells. And because we have to work like that and we live like that and we're staring at TV and on the cell phone and the computers, that we get unbalanced in our bioelectrical status. So when you connect to the earth with bare feet, you reset that. You are able to take some of the ions from the earth. If you put your feet in the sand or on the grass, or if you even lie down, and so you will undo the effects of that. There's even products where they have earthing products. You put it in your shoes or a mattress, you sleep on it. And so, you know, how many people sleep with the cell phone next to the bed and it's turned on? It's not okay. You know, we're so bioelectric. Look at the EEG they use for the brain, the EKG they use for the heart to see how healthy we are. We're very electric. And that gets into the bioenergetics, which is one of the techniques I use, because we're energetics and our energy from our thoughts and from our emotions will affect our body, will affect our muscles. That's why breathing is so important, because it's primal and it helps us to relax and it helps us to calm down the energy, the emotional upset that we're living with. There's a lot of information coming out that is saying that the new 5G implementation, one of the effects of the 60 gigahertz frequency is that it affects the oxygen molecule, the spin or the rotation of it or something, that we're unable to absorb it. And so now it's going to, when you're, it will give respiratory type symptoms, trouble breathing. Wuhan, they said, is one of the 5G rollout. They said Iran and Italy were very high in the they're competing to get the most 5Gs out. Now, I saw this is a medical doctor was talking about the different types of pandemics we had in history. In the 1918 Spanish flu, that was when radio frequencing came out. And radio frequency was blanketing the earth. It gave a disturbance in our an energetic field. And he's theorizing that because of that, then that's why the pandemic happened. Then again, I don't remember what the next one was, but he was talking about satellite type of electromagnetic radiation that was coming through through communications and the microwave of it. Now, how many pandemics have we had? You know, there was SARS, there was swine flu, Zika, et cetera, et cetera. And now we have the 5G. And so he's saying every time there's a rollout of different types of electromagnetic frequency blanketing the earth, we get these pandemics. So it's something to consider.
Are we supposed to consider these, you know, we kind of would take this with us and we embrace this all the time, the conspiracy theory. What of these are we supposed to take in? Where are we supposed to get this information where we think that this is authentic research that we can probably kind of obscure ourselves around? Just like we're looking at, just step back a little bit, we're looking at, as I said before, politicians, researchers, physicians out there in the field. We're hearing totally different message across the board from them. As a lay person, as an average person who is scared to death, with all other things compounded, you don't have food, you don't know where the next meal, where the next rent is coming from. Where are we supposed to be getting our information? Who can we look to for the possible best information to take care of ourselves? Because if this gets worse, this is going to
be
compounded.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot about the mainstream media that puts out what they want to put out. There's talk about the multinational corporations that are basically directing humanity and the cultures and how we live in society. They say there's six corporations that own all the media outlets. So what is true, we don't know when it's coming out of mainstream mainstream media through television or radio. So it's up to one to look into the alternative sources and understand and research. You know, when I got out of chiropractic school, it was still considered alternative. And so basically when you're basically in that alternative, when I'm lumped into that, then I knowing what I know about health, what I know about how the body works, knowing what I know how medicine is failing a lot of people, then you can critically think about some of the things that I'm telling you about. The layperson, it's going to be a little tougher, and they're going to have to, you know, do their own research and find in their heart what makes sense to them. We know that we're a sick nation. We know that medicine does not cure. They only palliative and suppress your body's symptoms. Let's say, for instance, we know and we're hearing that high temperatures kills the coronavirus, right? But when somebody has a fever, what do? They try to knock it down, don't they? That's your body's own response to help combat the either the bacteria or virus. You get a fever because the body's smart enough to know you make the heat to kill the pathogen. What are we doing? We're taking whatever it is we take, you know, Motrin or acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, to try to knock down the fever, which is knocking down your body's own defense mechanism.
Wow.
Don't do it. Wow. Unless you're long-term Hunt 104, you're dying. Okay, well, what are you going to say? Sure. But most of the people are not going to be that guy. Same thing with coughing. Your body's trying to get rid of all this stuff. It's trying to get rid of this sputum and the virus. What do? Take a cough suppressant. I mean, you're trying to get – so that stuff – these are just obvious examples of the medical model versus bolstering your immune system, bolstering your ability to fight infections. Now, viruses and bacteria are everywhere. We talked about it. It's whether your body is able to handle it. We talked about why you should eat a detox diet and why you should eat that. Because maybe these people don't know this, but 80%, they say, what I read, 70-80% of all your immune system is generated through their gut. Our gut is so important that they call it, there's so many nerve endings in the gut, 100 million nerve endings in the gut, that it has to signal the brain. So another interesting thing is 50% of serotonin is created, is produced in the, 70% of serotonin is created in our gut, in our intestines. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that helps people have a sense of optimism and calm. Same with dopamine. It's up to 50% in the gut. There's a gut-brain access. So when you're not eating well, when you're not feeding yourself the proper nutrients, you're eating processed foods, too much sugar, too many chemicals, dyes and preservatives and et cetera, you know, through your food. There's pesticides, there's hormones, there's antibodies in there. Then you're killing what they call the natural flora, the microbiome in your gut. These bacteria, when you could have either have the good bacteria in your gut and you're going to be healthy, or you're going to have some bad bacteria in the gut that instead of producing neurotransmitters, they're going to be producing toxins. And so that is what I've been working on lately. This is basically what we call functional medicine, and how we could, because when you injure your gut like that, then you have, maybe you've heard of the leaky gut or malabsorption, then you have these proteins that are not digested all the way, get into your bloodstream, they lodge into one of your organs, and it's going to cause inflammation. And if it's your heart, it's carditis. If it's your joints, it's arthritis. If it's your kidney, it's nephritis, et cetera. Well, if it gets in your brain, then what do you have? You have a lot of problems. We're seeing a lot of problems with dementia, with mental fog, with Alzheimer's, and even diabetes. Diabetes, people, it's the sugar. Well, it's the fat. All our cell membranes are lipid, a bilipid layer, and lipid is fat. And so if we don't have the right healthy fats, then you're going to get malabsorptions in the cellular level. So how do you fix that? You have to fix your detoxification pathways. How do we detox? We detox through our excrement, through our urine, through our lungs, and through our skin. And so you have to make sure those are all working. Once those work, you have to heal the gut. How do you do that? Well, that's the functional medicine aspect. Once you do that, then you want to pull out the heavy metals and the toxins. And listen, you can't get away from all the toxins right now. We're bombarded with it everywhere. For economic interest, they want to call progress, and there's more chemicals coming out all the time. There's chemicals in mama's milk these days. There's chemicals in our household. Another thing is there's a lot of toxic cleaning products. These cleaning products that we're using are very toxic. So you got to be very careful. Try to use something that's green, nature-based, that's not going to give you a reaction, because we are toxic. And how do you undo this toxicity? And there's ways to do that. And that's what I'm working on now. What I'm seeing is, if I can't go into my office and if I can't see people. Now, I know that as a chiropractor, the major thing I'm working on is the physical aspect. I see people and I'm able to help them out tremendously with chiropractic care, because when your nervous system's working full tilt, everything's going to work better. A lot of things should get better that you wouldn't think. Things like asthma, things like ADHD, things like ulcer or constipation, insomnia. These things clear when your nervous system is clear. But some people don't get better, and you can't just work on the physical. You have to work on the emotional aspect and the chemical aspect. And so the chemical is our food, and it's eliminating the toxins. So that's where we're at.
How frightened are you We definitely need viruses and we definitely need bacteria, those good ones, to function. How frightened are you that probably this cleaning and over cleansing, especially a lot of us are really over cleansing the natural flora of our body, in the fear that we're going to be attacked by this COVID-19. How frightened are you that we may be destroying so much of the bacteria that we need, that we are going to be causing another kind of pandemic in our household and ourselves?
That's a good question. We do need to be exposed to some of the bacteria and the viruses. That way our body can recognize it and we can combat it. And if we're over-cleaning, then our body's not going to recognize any type of pathogen, and we're going to react to it but through sickness and through inflammation and through the histamine response and the, you know, immune response. That is a very real concept. In fact, some years ago, there was an article about in Japan that they're so sterile and that they were coming down, they had a lot of allergies. Right now everybody's over cleaning. I get it. We don't want the COVID virus to kill us. If you're reasonably clean and you're not obsessive about it, you should be okay. The COVID's not going to kill everybody. The COVID virus, if you get it, most likely you will fight it off and live. Most of the people that understand that we have a country of very sick people that are not watching their diet, they're not exercising, they're not sleeping, they're overworked, they are stressed out, and so unfortunately, we all have to work, and a lot of people unfortunately don't have time to take care of themselves just for the necessities of life. And so one way to combat that without having to have a giant regimen is a little bit of deep breathing, which would be like meditation. That would reset your body to relax and let your body heal itself. These are the people, in my opinion, that are getting sick.
A lot of us don't know how to correctly breathe. And when I say that, somebody might say, well, what are you talking about? I'm breathing every day. But a lot of us don't know how to correctly breathe. Can you tell us a little bit about that? But before I go, I just want to tell you folks listening, and you're listening to CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, and we're talking to our Dr. Garcia right out of California, who has graciously helped us in today. We're talking about health and nutrition, and his practice is very much open if you're in the California area. And if you want to drop him a chat with him a little bit, you can go to Garcia Chiro, and that is Chiro at hotmail.com. Again, Garcia, Garcia Chiro at hotmail.com. And we'll give you a little bit more information, and he will give you a little bit more information as soon as we're out of here. Doc, we're about 5 minutes into the show. Do you want to give us a couple more minutes? Or do you have time for a couple more minutes? We're getting some more questions here.
Yes, I'm good. Just a note to what we're talking about. I'm working towards getting an online presence where I'm actually going to be able to help people online so that you don't have to come in, so you don't have to be local. A lot of it has to do with the functional medicine aspect we're talking about, where we could do an analysis and then we can get proper supplements for your healing. That's one thing. Breathing. Well, everybody breathes every day, correct. So important is oxygen. Look, we can live a few days without water, maybe a few weeks without food, correct, but only a few minutes without oxygen. And so that's how important our breathing is. Breathing when we are, first of all, when we're stressed out, we breathe at the top of our lungs and a short ventilation breathing. Also, when we are preoccupied and stressed out, we forget to breathe at all. And then you end up, you know, stopping and gasping for air or sighing or something. So that's why when you sit down and concentrate on your breathing, and the very basics to breathing is to breathe deep through your nose. First of all, settle your mind. Sit up straight or lie down or however you're going to do it. Make sure your posture is correct. And you take a deep breath in. When you breathe in, you want to see your stomach rise. Because you're filling your lungs, that pushes your diaphragm down and pushes your abdomen out. And that way you know you're getting the breath. And then you breathe out through your mouth. That is the basic breathing technique. You want to, and then so there's circular breathing. If you want to get more advanced, you take 4 or 5 seconds breath in, hold it for 4 or 5 seconds, exhale for 4 or 5 seconds. Hold the exhale for 4 or 5 seconds, called circular breathing. There's a lot of different types of techniques, but these are the basic ones. But be conscious of your breathing. I'm reading a Qigong, which is a type of energetic healing through the Chinese healing technique, and there's a whole chapter on breathing. And so there's a reverse breathing where you suck your belly in, and you actually, when you're inhaling, and that is reversed, and so it's to reset your energetic component. But basically to relax, it's in through your mouth. The abdomen has to go out, make sure it goes out. And a lot of people I notice in my practice, they don't practice, and they can't do it because they're not used to it. So it's practice. And then when you exhale, get that stomach to go and contract and push in. And this is the basic type of breathing for relaxation. In my book I was telling you about that I'm reading, once you have a breathing practice, it's okay to change it. Change it up. Breathe fast. Breathe slow. Sometimes when you're focusing in on an area, when you're doing energetic work on yourself, you breathe in and out through your mouth. But these are all different techniques. Point is, pay attention to your breathing. When you're stressed out, do your slow breathing, and you will see it'll help you a lot.
Wow.
When you're exercising, you know, it's automatic. You're going to be, let's say you're running or walking fast, notice how you're breathing. You're breathing deep. You're pushing and bringing in, pushing out, you know? So that's one of the important things about exercise. Another thing about exercise is movement. When we have a lymph system in our body that kind of is like it's like a venous structure that throughout our body that takes out all the debris in the body and moves it out. Well, it doesn't have a pump. It only moves by our body action, by our muscle action. And that's how we get it to move and pump. So, you know, make sure you're moving. If you can't exercise very much, at least you can do stretching. And you can do things at home, while, you know, walking in place, stretching, push-ups, dips, breathing. Breathing is an exercise.
Wow. It's Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and we're speaking live with Dr. Garcia. I'm getting a couple of questions from the chat rooms, but if you would like, you'd like to call in, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. If you have any question or concern, don't be shy. Give us a call, 661-467-2407. Doctor, tell us a little bit more about the program that you'll be developing and the presence you're going to be having on social media or wherever in the internet you're going to be doing this. Because I think we are going to be emerging or embarking on a new way of life after this is all said and done.
Yes, I agree. You know, maybe things are going to change. I don't know if anybody's read about, oh, in the future, all school's going to be online. Well, guess what? We're in the future now. In the future, all, you know, even medicine is going to be online. Okay, very good. Functional medicine, I continue to learn. I can't tell you that I'm the best expert out there, but I do know more than the average bear that you want to understand that your body's detox ability is maximized, and you want to heal your body's detoxification pathways. There's two, and so you do that through the dietary, and then you do it through the supplementation with the proper nutrients, not drugs, and then that will repair your gut and your cells. And it's a process because people have a long time of being toxic. Some of the toxins are through the amalgams in our cavities, when they fill a cavity, the metal one has mercury in it. Mercury is very toxic, and there's outgassing. So the alternative people will say, the conventional doctors and dentists will say, not so. Alternative people will say, yes, it's so. Same thing with vaccines, everybody. They're, you know, I think this one of my fears about this whole thing is they're going to make a mandatory vaccine, and vaccines are dangerous, actually. And so that is contributes to our toxic load, and who knows what the heck they're putting in those things.
My
scares.
Stick on that a little bit for me, Doc. I know we're going all over the place, but I certainly hope we're going to get an opportunity to focus on these individual topics because they're so expansive. We talk about vaccine. We are in the race of getting vaccine up on the table to deal with this. I mean, how comfortable are you with that we certainly going to be heard, going to be forced to be vaccinated, and at the same time, we don't, with the time that we have here, we don't have enough time to do proper experiment to see that dosage and these, we have the right strain of the virus. How concerned are you about that?
I'm very concerned. I think it's a sham. The flu vaccine doesn't work. The viruses mutate. And not only that, all anybody has to do is go online and look up the ingredients in a vaccine. Some of the people you're asking me to wondering where people can look at to get some information. I'm going to tell you guys right now, there's a few guys that I look at, and there's many out there. One guy's a FullertonInformer.com. He's got a ton of information. This guy is has a degree in chemistry and biosciences. The FullertonInformer.com's got a ton of information about Wi-Fi dangers, vaccine dangers. He's done the research. He has a lot of articles. He's not a medical doctor, but he makes perfect sense to me. He states that in the insert on the vaccine, section number 13 talks about that there's on the vaccines, any of them, there's never been any studies for mutagenicity, which is for mutations, carcinogenicity, which is for cancer, or for impairment of or fertility impairment. And so you can that's talking about sterility and causing cancer. There has been no studies on that. Dr. Mercola is another one. He is a medical doctor, and he has a very big website and a presence. And he is has a lot of information there. And people in the comment section are brilliant. So, you know, these are just a couple guys you guys could start with. And then once you start searching, you'll find more and more. I have a Facebook page. It's called Timothy Garcia. I have a YouTube channel that's called Garcia Wellness Center, and I also have one called Wellness Ways. I've let them go. I have not really been active in them lately. I think I'm gonna set it back up. But in terms of telemedicine or virtual type practice, that's the way I think the future is going. But understand, I think it's self-care. The future is self-care. The future is, you know, there's so much information. People already know a lot of stuff that I'm talking about. It's whether we practice it or not, and that's the discipline. We all know we're supposed to be exercising. We all know we're supposed to be eating well, but who's doing it? And so that has to do with our discipline. It has to do with doing the maximum instead of the minimum. Everybody wants to take that's human nature. Everybody taking the path of least resistance. Well, you know, when it comes down to it, those who are going to train, because it's training, it's a mental training, it's physical training. But you don't have to be obsessive either. Just do the right things, and a little bit of exercise will go a long way. A little bit of discipline will go a long way. It's self-care. It's exercising and eating well is not a secret. Everybody knows that. And there's a ton of information about all that. A lot of the stuff maybe, you know, is not news to anybody. It's about whether we execute and do it for ourselves and our family.
Wow. I'm telling you, folks, you can come right here. Dr. Garcia is going to be with us, to explain a lot more in detail as this, what we have here. I am not sure what adjective to use to describe, but hey, this is where you have to find your source of information that you, not only a physician can give you the prescription, but if you don't follow the instruction and really go ahead and do it, you cannot complain that you're not getting the healing. And a lot of us do that. We may first take a couple of tablets, which in this case, you may listen here, but then we won't put it into action. Folks, we have to do and change the way how we get information, who we get information from, and at least when you get great information, you have to put it into use. It's 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. We're live here on the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and we're live with the good doctor out of California, Dr. Garcia. Doc, tell us how we can connect with your practice. I know you're going to be going virtual as well, but how we can connect with your practice in California and when you do so virtually.
So 805 area code in the U.S., 488-3090, GarciaChiropractic@hotmail.com. And listen, we will be happy to talk to anybody. We'd be happy to connect with you. The thing that I've noticed, you know, coming out of chiropractic school, let me back up. My father was a health administrator. He ran medical clinics. So he was all medical, this medical doctor, that. So when I became a chiropractor, they were disappointed. They wanted me to be a medical doctor. Without getting in all the details of history, you come out of chiropractic school and you're basically at a loss because most of the people don't believe what I'm talking about. They believe that what the medical people are saying, because it's the AMA is a very strong trade association, and their whole job is to control the market share in health, and so they ridicule chiropractors. They will not refer to chiropractors, you know, I had the opportunity to work in medical clinics, and it was very difficult for some time to work there because the doctors I was working with was a multidisciplinary clinic. They would not refer to me, and they did not believe anything that chiropractors would say. These guys are brilliant people, but their training is a brainwashing proposition. You hear about they're very egotistical. Their opinion is the only one that's valid, and no other technique is valid. Then you hear about their residency, and they don't allow these guys to sleep. For some reason, they make them work 24 hours or whatever it is, which is absolutely ridiculous because there's no reason for that. Well, sleep deprivation is a brainwash technique. So the medical doctor has such and the medical profession has such a giant control over the public's opinion of what healthcare is. But when you realize, and all you have to do is most people have seen see somebody that's sick, that medical science has been unable to help. In fact, the number three cause of death in the United States is healthcare. The number one cause in the United States of bankruptcy, what is that, Ev?
Medical
bills. Look it up, you guys. I mean, you know, I'm not, you know, I would be. You know, I have to be careful what I say. I can't be saying these things that are not based on anything, on nothing. You know, I've been around, I can't tell you I'm the most educated doctor that I've ever been. No, but I do research and I do the reading. Not only that, I've seen this from my own eyes, for practicing for 30 years. So. A lot of people don't believe me. They still don't because they believe, oh, well, let me check with my medical doctor. Well, I'm not going to be able to reach everyone. That's fine. Not everybody's going to love me. I accept that. Those that, you know, word of the wise, as they say, is deficient. So basic strategy.
Question, doc. Coming in. So, guys, you can also post your question in the chat rooms. We'll take them as well. Question coming from Miss Sims. She's asking, is nanosilver good for antiviral properties?
Yes, colloidal silver is one of the. The answer is yes.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Let's see. What else can I tell you? You know what?
Go ahead, Doc.
Just a little bit about chiropractic care. The adjustment actually allows the nervous system to function optimally. And the immune system is a function of the nervous system. So when you get adjusted, you're actually bolstering your immune system to an extent. Chiropractors, you know, it's kind of like a lifestyle. We try to, you know, live it. A lot of people come in. Why do people go to a chiropractor, Ev, in your mind? For pain, for back pain. And which is fine, because that's they gotta come in for some reason. But then they think, you know, let's say they've been working at a physical job and for 19 years, and now suddenly they're having back pain. Well, I better go to the chiropractor and let's see if they can fix me with one adjustment and go, like they would feel better with one pill and go. It's not really like that. These are adaptations. These are neurological adaptations. These are physical adaptations and also movement adaptations. And when you're maladapted to in posture and in movement, this happens over time. And so it takes time to undo that. Yet people expect to get healed in one or two visits. Sometimes, you know, you'd be surprised how effective it is. Of course, you have to be in the hands of a good practitioner. I mean, just like any practitioner, they come in all colors, right? So, So it's a process like anything else.
We are looking at no DR, no resuscitation, no DNR. If we're talking about New York now, here is what they're saying in the hospital, because, and this is really scary. I mean, you know, really, really scary. I don't know about you, no DNR. If patient is really, when the ambulance pick them up, and we're going to be talking, we have some more questions coming in. Just hold your question there a little bit, folks. Just drop them in the chat room. We have no DNR. If you, an ambulance get out to your home and you are seemingly... In a respiratory bad hole, they're not taking you to the emergency room. One, because they don't have the space, and they're not going to be doing CPR, anything like that. Talk about that and what that is going to do to our those of us who are sick and wanting to go somewhere, and you have a loved one around and you really cannot get any help. And are we going to be doing some amount of selection here? Is this where we say, hey, this one has a better chance, let's work on this one, we're not going to work on that one?
I think it's relative to the overwhelming situation of the hospital. They just can't take everybody. That's number one. You know, there is a conspiracy idea that the powers that be want to, limit the population, and maybe this is what we're seeing today. And so those that are very old and those that are very sick, they won't resuscitate. That's why I'm telling you, it's prevention is where it's at. Prevention is where it's at. Now, self-care is where it's at. Let's say you're sick and you're having respiratory ailments. Get on the eucalyptus. Get on the vitamin C. High doses of vitamin C will clear it too. Get on the oregano oil, oregano leaf extract. Get the vapors in your lungs. Heat your body up to kill the virus, you know, because hospitals are scary places. The only sick people and dying people are there. There's mm-hmm. there's hospital infections, secondary infections. There's a lack of care because there's so many people. There's hospital infections and hospital errors and testing errors and there's a lot of things you can do on your own. Even if you're sick, do the things that we talked about today. Even when you get sick, you can stay home and do it that way. Get on the herbs. Stock up your your essential oil and vitamins and vegetables and fruit and vegetables. So let's say you're suffering with respiratory ailment, then you're congested. By the way, eucalyptus oil really works well like that. So you make tea.
I like it. I'm always not without that. Hey, Doc, we have quite a few of you on the board. Please press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. For those of you who are hanging out on the board with us, listening from the board, please press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like, if you have a question for the doc. Let me go back to another question from the chat. What about, we're getting another question here. Let's see. Diabetes. How do you, let me find, phrase the exact question that she's asking, diabetes. Can he talk about diabetes and this virus?
Diabetes and the virus?
Yes. Those people who have diabetes.
Diabetics have a harder time to heal, especially open wounds. Diabetes, you want to knock down the diabetes first. If you can, not first. If you've got a viral infection and you can't breathe well, obviously you want to do that first and do the remedies we talked about. Let's say tea, and with the vapors coming up like that, you put in your drop of essential oils and you get it in there. You will see it will loosen your congestion, and it'll come out and it works pretty good. Diabetics, traditionally, I read something years ago. It was written by a medical doctor. He said, guess what? Diabetes has to do with not your sugar, but it has to do with fats. And I'm talking 15, maybe 20 years ago. Now all this stuff is coming out that the fats that we are eating, are causing diabetes, not so much the carbohydrates and the sugars. And that has to do with the cell membrane that we are talking about that is made of fat. And so when you don't have the proper fats, then the cell becomes accumulated with fat inside, then the glucose can't get in there. The glucose stays in the bloodstream, and that's diabetic. That's the what diabetes is. You have a high elevated sugar in the bloodstream. So how do you get that down? You want to quit eating the fats, the bad fats, and eat the good fats. Good fats are ALA, DHA, look it up. Good fats are in organic eggs, avocados, seeds, olive oil, coconut oil. Those are the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Get those in. Get off the junk. Get off the fried food. Oh, it's fried food. Okay, see, but I'm not eating sugar, so I should be okay. Well, no, false. Functional medicine helps a lot of people with diabetes when you heal the A, change your diet, B, heal the gut, and then you're able to then normalize your sugar. Digestive enzymes to help people that have, that haven't been eating right in a long time. Get the digestive enzymes in there, and then that's going to break down the stuff that you're having trouble breaking down. That way, when it enters your bloodstream, it's broken down.
We have to really delve into this because, a good bit of our population is really affected by the diabetes. And most of the question I'm having coming in is about diabetes. I think we need to do a session just dedicated to diabetes. But before we go any further, let's go to the phone line and pick up a call or two. And see who would that. 404-486. Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome into the show. You're on the show live with Dr. Garcia. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, hi, Dr. M. How are you doing? Hi, Dr. Garcia.
I am good.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Noel.
Hi, Noel.
So, thanks for taking my call and everything, and in the interest of time and others that perhaps are waiting to call in, I'll ask this. As it relates to intake, it's kind of a two-part question. So, if you're a carnivore, a vegetarian, or a vegan, what is any one group more susceptible to catch the COVID or to fight off the COVID-19 virus? And the second part of my question is, if you go out to exercise outdoors in particular, and you know there's coming and going with the family and friends and so forth within the sequestering of yourself. But if you go outside in particular and you exercise and you work up a sweat, are you more susceptible or less susceptible to contract the virus?
Okay, so what type of diet do you follow? Is a vegetarian more susceptible or is a carnivore?
Vegetarian.
Okay, well, there's conflicting stuff. Overall, generally, and depending on who you look at, there's a guy, Dr. Milton Mills. He's on YouTube because he's about an hour and a half discourse on how we are herbivores through our anatomy, through our digestive tract, and that we should be herbivores. There is another guy named John Rose on YouTube where he is suggesting straight juice fasting for 90 days. He's also a vegetarian. These guys are espousing the idea of that you're going to have more nutrients through vegetarianism, and you're going to be able to detox your body through vegetarianism because we're all toxic. So on the surface, it seems like vegetarians would be healthier. However, on Dr. Mercola's site, there's another medical doctor that just came out, and he's a carnivore, and he's got a lot of information and a lot of studies through being carnivorous, and how other people. Dr. Peterson is another one who just went and he's a psychologist, but he was having a lot of problems with health issues until he went on a carnivore diet. So I think it depends on the individual. I think it depends on the body type. I think when you have a clean diet, whether it's vegetarian or carnivore, you want to have the best clean as you can. And you have to experiment on that. Overall, in my opinion, for me, I'm more of a vegetarian because I talk to my wife, she loves her meat. And so I think it has to do with your body type a lot and your blood type. Now, if you go outside and exercise, and that's where the virus is, stay in, oh, my God, whatever you do, that's fear, number one. Think of it this way. I think the coronavirus is everywhere right now anyways. It's just probably on our skin right now. I mean, it's everywhere. It's going everywhere. It's like the flu bug. The flu virus, and so whether you get sick or not, now you're better off exercising, you're better off getting air, you're better off getting sun, and I think if you don't do those three things, you're probably more susceptible. Does that make sense, Noel?
Yes, that it certainly does, and as I'm thinking about, your latter comment, it speaks to, being at home, not getting that D from the sun, and not getting the light energy that you need to prevent maybe a buildup of some sort of, spores or something like that, if I'm speaking in the proper term. I'm thinking if, yes, if there's darkness, then you're going to give way to that kind of growth on you. So it would
You know what else? You know what? The other concern is being shut in is depressing.
Quite so.
And so somebody was saying, oh, my goodness, there's going to be more suicide deaths for the lockdown than you want to have, that is necessary. So,
well, we've been seeing some stories come out where the sort of crabs in a barrel sequestering of families, they're being under that lockdown is causing frustration because it's not filtered by, you know, your career, your vocation. You know, you're not on top of each other 24/7, so to speak, and then it becomes an issue. So,
well,
what you said in terms of exercise and getting out, that ought to be emphasized. That do get out, but don't get out the normal way in a thick crowd per se. You know,
correct.
You
keep
get
your
out
distance.
And go out in the backyard. Go in your neighborhood if you don't have a backyard, and go in your courtyard or something, and just breathe the air. So far,
we're not as bad as Spain and Italy. You're not allowed to go
and
out
Italy,
except for very
Italy.
Mm-hmm. Italy and Spain. The other thing, Noel, is you're going to be the example. You're the example for your family.
Correct.
And so when they see you doing it, your chops are right and you're doing the right things, then and you're going to show them that you're fine, then there's that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right,
I want to yield to somebody else. Thanks, Dr. Ev. Appreciate that.
Well,
and thanks, Doctor.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you for
you.
Calling in, Noel.
Oh, wow. We're just getting all of the calls in, but unfortunately, the show, we're time is up on the show. Doc, before you go, I'm getting a few. Hey, we have to have a part two. This is what I'm getting out of the chat room, and I hope you'll agree to that as well. But before you go, just please leave us with something that we can do in the meantime. You get back to us and give us some connection to your services again.
Okay. Don't panic, everybody. I know we're all panicking. I'm concerned too, but I go back and forth on it. I'm still working. I'm still seeing patients. I do not glove. I do wash my hands. I do mask now, and I wash down the table, and I disinfect the office. Of course, I'm not very busy, which is fine. So don't panic, everybody. Make sure you are doing your breathing. I know the stuff's in the air. Oh my goodness, that doesn't mean do not breathe. You need that breath and that meditative relaxation so your body can heal. If we're in panic, the body does not flourish. The body will not heal. Your cells are going to go on defense. You're going to accumulate toxins. And so please do not panic. Do your exercises. Eat the right thing. Stay off the sugar. And hydrate. Get some rest. Get some sun. Take some vitamin D. Have your essential oils. And when you're doing all this stuff, you know you're on top of it. You know you're going to be healthy. And so that's going to take away some of the anxiety because you know you're doing the right thing. That's how it is for me. Do those things. If there's a chiropractor, go for it. This is Dr. Tim Garcia. DrTGarciaDC.com is my website. There's not too much information. It's just straight chiropractic. You could look at some of my videos on Garcia Wellness Center on YouTube. I have Wellness Ways on YouTube. I also have Timothy Garcia, my Facebook. I don't post a lot. I think I better start doing that. Also, you can call me at 805-488-3090 or my email, garciachiro@hotmail.com. Thank you, everybody. You know, have your faith. Say your prayers. We can come through this. You know, here's the thing that's very interesting. Your body always seeks to heal itself.
Your body is always repairing itself. And if they're trying to kill us all, they haven't done it yet. And I don't think they're going to. So have trust in your body's innate ability and, you know, have your faith and do the right things. It's going to be okay.
All right. I want to say thank you so much. And all of those who are engaged in the chat room, I understand that you're just getting started. You just got linked up to the show. But next time, take care of yourself and, you know, the 16th thing, but don't separate yourself from each other. All right. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Ev.
Good night.
Dr. Garcia.